The group ERA, E-I-R-A, is going to be performing in Hayward on December 2nd at 7:30 at the Park Center, and in Ashland at the Visitor Center on December 9th at 2 o'clock, and various other places around Wisconsin and the Upper Midwest, too, for that matter. And we have a quorum, three of the four, and it's a very modular group anyway. So welcome one and all to the Midday, and they are Lisa Wilson, Sue Spencer, and Jim Ostoon. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming and performing. And so we'll be hearing some classical music, as the composers never quite heard it, but these pieces are all very, very versatile. And we'll hear some fair amount of Gaelic music also mixed in, and then a couple of other things which we'll save till later to reveal where those come from. So you have, in one form or another, recorded a couple of CDs. Yes. And we'll be sampling those, too, and then we'll ask you to set them up. And one of these is a Christmas disc. It's a Gaelic Christmas disc, which is, I guess I'm looking at you first, Liesl, so, or Jim, or Sue, for that matter. I gather there's a fairly rich trove of Celtic, of Gaelic Christmas music?
And there's also a number of ones in English, and there's also one in Norwegian on there, and various other places, classical, Celtic.
Instrumentals on there as well.
It's a mix, a little Newfoundland.
A lot of Newfoundland.
Yes, Sue, you have Newfoundland connections.
Oh, yes. My mother's from there, and so I was raised with the music in Newfoundland. And so I enjoy it.
All right. Well, we will have a mix, as I say, of things from the CDs and from live right here in our studio. And we'll start with this Scottish Gaelic tune. And what about it?
Well, it's called Tala Chriesta, and it was written in the
1830s by Father Ranald Rankin, and traditionally sung at midnight mass in the Outer Hebrides and all over Scotland, for that matter.
And it's still sung at midnight mass around Scotland.
Yes. So.
And the title means?
Christ Child.
The
title.
Yes.
Okay,
so that sounds about right.
For the season, here we go.
Mogul mograg smetalu miunta sures mevnasu muvah kandalin kiatohu hanyu miein vita.
And treasured one are you, my sweet and lovely son are you. You are my love and darling you, unworthy I of you. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Mogul antula hialastla, mogul angriha liodlegra, getes liana vukenhal, slien vur bui ha orta faz. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Thank you.
Christ Child's Lullaby. Is that the title we decided on for a translation there?
Yes, it is.
And the Gaelic title again is?
Tala Chriesta.
Well, that sounds very nice, too. Well, you know, I think maybe the Christmas season is one of those times when the connections between things, musical things, are particularly manifest. And I guess the point is that you can take any number of tunes, familiar tunes, and morph them into other tunes and come up with quite the musical ramble or wee adventure, as Donald the guide would say. So this is originally by Tchaikovsky from The Nutcracker, The Russian Dance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And without saying anything, without, you know, having a spoiler in there, we'll just say that it kind of moves around to some places you would not expect.
Yes.
On a wee adventure, we might say.
It is a wee adventure.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Russian Dance from Era. Okay, well, you know when that one is over. You don't know where it's going before it's over, though. But interesting connections there, and I was not expecting a visit to Gilliland's Isle.
Oh, Gilliland's, yes.
And also, Ghost Riders in the Sky has been actually talking about these links, you know. It's been compared to that old Irish tune, Spancel Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting how these things, as I said earlier, so distantly connected, you think, actually, are more closely.
And all yet, that and closer than it ever seemed. And not only that, but all on the Arhu, too.
Well, yes, that's true. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Arhu, but that's a Chinese fiddle, should we say?
Yes.
Or is it more complicated?
Some people call it the Chinese violin, Chinese fiddle. So it's an Arhu. In Mandarin, the pronunciation is Arhu. And it's got two strings. That's the same two strings as the middle two on a violin.
But it takes some virtuosity to play one. I've seen it done. Of course, I've seen you play now, Liesl, but also,
it's a lot of fun to play. And highly recommended for violinists and fiddlers out there.
Is it? Okay, the Arhu.
Try something different.
Yeah.
All right, and if you want to see a picture of it, I think you can if you go to our Facebook page or even sooner our website, our webpage for the midday. You'll see Liesl in her Arhu. Well, another thing that comes about at this time of year is songs with food in them.
Aye.
And sometimes the food is more appetizing than others these songs.
Yes.
And such is the case with this particular cake recipe.
Mm. Yes. Yes. Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake is actually one that we have a very strong, speaking of connections, Newfoundland connection to, because there is also a Newfoundland folk song called The Trinity Cake, which is very similar and very close to this, and the Irish song, Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake. So we've kind of taken parts of each one and morphed them together into a Christmas song in this case. But we also sing the regular Trinity Cake other times throughout the year, too.
Kind of a layer cake, then. All right, and this comes from, as the previous, the thing we started with, the lullaby.
Talfriesta.
Comes from the Glen Tidings Era CD.
Yes.
So here it is, Miss Fogarty's Cake.
As I sat by my window last evening, the letterman brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation saying, the girls want you over for tea. Well, I knew that the Fogartys sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. There was cod liver oil and fresh butter, lamb wicks and liniment too. Pastry as hard as a shutter that a billy goat's jaw couldn't chew. Salsa and dish soap and cabbage that would give you the fever and aches. You'd crack off at the knees if you happened to sneeze after eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour and couldn't get none of it loose. Then Kelly came in with a hatchet and Murphy came in with a saw. Why, that cake was enough, be the powers, to paralyze anyone's jaw. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's slippers and spilt the homebrew in their tay. "Oh, Jimmy," she said, "you're not eating. Try a little bit more for me sake." "Ah, no, Miss Fogarty," says I, "for I've had quite enough of your cake." There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a caress that was nailed out of blue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney was took with the colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head, McNulty lay down on the sofa and fervently wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, where she actually did wriggle and shake, and everyone swore they were poisoned or more after eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a caress that was nailed on the glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache and would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. You'd crack up at the knees if you happen to sneeze after eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
Well, I hope you're taking notes on that recipe and getting ready to share it with all of your friends visiting for the season, especially the ones you don't want to come back anytime soon. It was Miss Fogarty's Cake, which is a Newfoundland Irish tune. And we're having kind of a musical smorgasbord here with three members of the group Era. That's spelled E-I-R-A. They are Liesl Wilson and Sue Spencer and Jim Offstoon. And we're along the way finding out how connected some things are, and a tune that has a very long tradition to it. Nobody knows who wrote it. It has at least 60 or more, actually, sets of verses to it, put to it over the years, and now it's going to have yet another cast to it, you might say.
Yeah.
And you actually, this is your arrangement, Liesl?
Yes. So we start out with Green Sleeves, and then
Green Sleeves, and then one that Liesl wrote
called "Road to Kodai Canal," and Kodai Canal is a city in India I visited a few years ago. And then after that, it's the Kesh, which is a traditional Irish tune.
Okay, well, Green Sleeves often appears in medley form, and here it is. Thank you. Greensleeves, etc., and some fancy wrist work there from Jim Ofstuen on the Boron. Is that the name for that drum, or is there another term for it?
No, the Boron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, the Irish drum, we sometimes call that. And now more from that seasonal favorite, the Nutcracker, which also travels widely in its national casts of the various dances and tunes, including an Arabian one. And this brings back the CD that we've been sampling a bit too, called Glen Tidings, featuring Era. And what about this Arabian dance then?
Well, this version is played on the Arhu.
Back to the Chinese fiddle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, uh-huh. And in the CD we've got wonderful cello stylings by Ed Willett as well.
Have you done there is a Chinese dance in there. Have you done that on the
No, we haven't done the Chinese dance on the Arhu.
Yeah. We'll have to do that in the next
CD. We like to do the unexpected.
All right, well, here it is. The Arabian dance from the Nutcracker. Tchaikovsky with a return appearance from the Nutcracker, and that was the Arabian Dance, as featured on the CD Glen Tidings, featuring Era, that's E-I-R-A, and the group is my guest today for the midday. And now, back live in our studio with Era, and they consist of Liesl Wilson, who plays the fiddle and the Arhu, mm-hmm. and also Sue Spencer, who is playing guitar, and Jim Ofstuen, who is providing the Boron, the Irish drums, but they all do other stuff too, vocalize and play other instruments. So what we have here is a kind of an elfish little tune, and it seems to fit very nicely for the season.
Yeah. It's called Bachen Bacho Dinkar, and that's a Welsh song, and the title means the little tinker boy. It's sort of it's described as a nonsense song in a way.
Well, to most of us Welsh.
you're not alone.
Too many L's.
Yes. It's just, it's a nice little song. It's traditional Welsh.
The Little Tinker Boy.
Bachim bacho dingar yn crydro hyd o lad Cario dos am dac la gwneud ei weith yn rad Yn ei lawr oedd hau o'r nac ar ei gemrod bocs Pot o getyn na ni geg a na ni drwy'n fod locs Potiar, paipar, twig ar ond y gan Potiar a da paipar a da nic a boc y lain Ladi dadi dadi o hoger on y chin O da potiar a da paipar a da nic a boc y lain Kitty on my bed, I'll let peace in my rest in. Taro higher than a dana, Dali's course on glare. I stood on a gong, all in goys at Rasa flat. Tiny soder glow you glad, couldn't give your quack. Potchar, piper, twig at once again. Potchar, ada, piper, ada, nick a buckle line. Laddy, daddy, daddy, oh, hook it on the chin. All the potchar, ada, piper, ada, nick a buckle line.
The Little Tinker Boy, and it's tempting to take some of those Welsh words that sound kind of like English words and say, oh, okay, knickerbocker line, you know, that's in there. And take
story.
It on the chin is another, is there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this song was taken, somebody was doing a project trying to preserve some Welsh traditional songs and tunes in the 1940s. They did this recording project. And so someone recorded this old man who had only spoken Welsh as a child, and when he went to school and they started teaching English, they taught him this song, and I'm not sure which song this is in English, but it was a song that he learned as a schoolboy trying to learn English. But then he Welshified it because he was very Welsh. So this is his Welsh version of the English song, and it was just, it's nonsense in the chorus because he didn't really understand the English that much, so he was just kind of making it Welshy. English.
there's a notable example of that in a song that actually Frankie Lane covered, originally a Chinese song. He called it Rose, Rose, I Love You, or Rose, Rose of, it'll come to me. Anyway, the original term being in Chinese, something like Magwai, Magwai, and in the lyrics they say make way, make way. Well, make way means rose or something like that, but they kind of went to the English that sounded kind of like that, even though it meant something very different. Understandable. A great tradition in songs. And now we go back to actually, well, CD, but a different one. This is a CD called The Path, and it features a Scottish Gaelic tune called An Robin Don.
An Riven Down.
And what does that mean?
Brown-haired maiden, I believe.
It works for me.
I don't actually speak Scottish Gaelic, but I like to sing in it.
That's just what we're talking about, isn't it? You don't necessarily know exactly what the words mean, but they sound really good.
Yes.
Oh, honyari shimo.
Brown-haired girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Scottish Gaelic, whatever exactly you're saying there.
Yes. It's a lament.
A lament.
Like, oh, my love, you know, she's...
Well, the Scots do. They do lament well.
Yes.
Lots of experience there. Well, this is not a lament, though, what you have lined up for it.
Yeah. Next. This is a set of Scottish fiddle tunes that I will play on the actual fiddle, not the arhu. The first one's Inverness Gathering, and the next one, Bogan Lohan, and the third one is the 9-pint Kagi, which is a really big drinking vessel.
That sounds like it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's 9 pints, okay. And then the last one is Lexi McCaskill, with a few twists at the end there of my own making.
Thank you.
another one of those that just stops, you know, no teasing there for the finale. You know when it's over. That was a Scottish fiddle set, a medley of three pieces?
Yes,
four.
Three tunes.
Four.
Four tunes.
Four,
four
tunes,
yeah. Four okay. Scottish tunes. Yeah.
Four Scottish tunes from ERA. That's E-I-R-A, and they're going to be performing in Hayward on December 2nd, which is only, what, Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday.
Right, coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hayward at the Park Center, mm-hmm. 7:30.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then again on Saturday the 9th at the Ashland Visitors Center at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on it goes. They have a website, too, by the way. It's E-I-R-A Music, eramusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to round it out, going back to this CD called The Path, and a couple of tunes that come from even farther away than Scotland and Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the next one is, it's called Horse Race, and in Chinese that's Sai Ma. And it's a Mongolian-inspired Chinese erhu piece written by a Chinese composer.
And after that?
And after that, it's a Taiwanese folk song called Ali Shan de Guniang, or The Girls of Ali Mountain.
Thank you.
Well, it makes a great complement on the same disc called The Path that has all that wonderful Gaelic music. And thanks, members of ERA, that's E-I-R-A, ERA, for joining us. And what does ERA mean then?
It means snow in Welsh. Oh. And the Welsh pronounce it ERA.
ERA.
But we call it ERA over here.
We do. That's what we call it. Well, thanks, Liesl and Sue and Jim, for stopping by and sharing some of your music.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
And, a lot of fun.
Our pleasure.
Came all the way down from Duluth.
Yes.
Join us for the midday.